Why exactly is this rising to the surface again now with him being placed on a leave, administrative leave, with the internal investigation?
Well, I think two things are going on. One is apparently there has been a fairly recent complaint about the coach's behavior put forth by at least a parent, possibly a booster as well, from what I've been told. I'm not sure which took more weight or the combination of the both. And then I think the other thing is in the greater picture of college athletics right now. You look at what's gone on at Michigan State, at Baylor, at Louisville, at Penn State. You've got a quarterback at Washington State who just committed suicide. I think there's a much bigger microscope being placed on college athletics. I think if I'm any university president, chancellor, athletic director anywhere in the country right now, I'm taking a step back, looking at my program from the big picture and saying, is there some smoke here that can become a fire? And I think if you're Tony Frank, Colorado State's president and chancellor doing that, or Joe Parker, the athletic director, you're going to see some smoke around Larry Eustace's program, and you're going to want to make sure that things are not going to blow up on your face there.
Kelly, I read your story saying that Eustace cannot have contact with the team or vice versa. Do you think that this thing is going to get decided before the end of the season? Do you think there'll be a decision on Larry before the season ends up as he coached his last game?
I think at this point there has to be a decision reached soon. The team plays tonight at Air Force, so they're on the road right now. The team left after practice yesterday for a hotel in the Colorado Springs area, so they have not been on campus today. They're playing a game tonight. Steve Barnes will serve as interim coach again tonight. I think there's a good chance that something's going to happen in the next week, maybe even immediately tomorrow. But the team has a home game Saturday against San Jose State, and then they have their first bye of the conference season the following week. So there's some things like that. And honestly, I think that the university is, at this point is, you know, the longer this goes on, the worse it looks for everybody involved, the university as well as Larry Eustace, from a reputation standpoint. So I think there's going to be an effort to resolve this quickly. And I don't think that I don't see too many scenarios where Larry Eustace returns to ever coach the Rams again.
Kelly Lyle of the Coloradan joining us here at Idaho Sports Talk, talking Larry Eustace. And like on that note, his behavior has not exactly been a secret for how intense that he could be. So, like, what exactly would be a smoking gun of, okay, this is too much, this is over the line? What exactly could they find that would definitely cross it?
Well, I think it would be a continuation of the behaviors that the former athletic director found when he investigated the program in 2013 and 14. And remember, this is the athletic director, Jack Graham, who hired Larry Eustace, and he recommended at the end of that investigation that the coach be fired with cause. For what was considered abusive, emotionally abusive, verbally abusive behavior toward players, staff members, a very high level of disrespect for other staff members in the athletic department. I have had sources tell me that he verbally chewed out the deputy athletic director in front of much of the senior athletic department staff at one point, and did all kinds of things, walked out of a meeting with his superiors, gesturing masturbation, which several other university administrators saw and witnessed, things like that, that he was told he would have to refrain from. There'd be zero tolerance moving forward. He was asked to attend anger management classes. And, whether or not those things occurred, the anger management classes, and whether or not he's still under this zero tolerance policy that was put in place then, the university has declined to comment. When we asked, this report only surfaced last winter when Matt Stevens and I here at the Colorado and got a hold of a copy of it. The report had been prepared during the 2013-14 season, but the fact that it was out there and that they've known and documented this type of behavior since at least that 2013-2014 season is going to make it really tough if something does blow up in their face, if there's a lawsuit filed, if anything like that. So I think they're very concerned about the long-term implications of this. And that's why I think, given this documentation and the fact that they're still getting these types of complaints this year, this season, I think is going to require them to take some form of action.
Kelly Lyle joining us. He is with the Colorado one, talking about Larry Eustace being placed on administrative leave, will not coach the game tonight at Air Force. Why do you think they opted not to follow the AD, I believe you said it was Graham at the time, recommendation of not getting rid of him as opposed to letting him stay?
I think two things. One is I think that they're university lawyers who were very involved in the correspondence that went back and forth as part of this process and drafted the letter requiring the corrective measures, et cetera. I think they probably feared that they weren't sure that they had that this justified cause under terms of his contract to avoid paying what I believe at that time it would have been more like a $5 million buyout. Now it's just under $3 million. Nevertheless, it's a substantial chunk of money for a school like Colorado State to pay somebody to not coach your team anymore. So I think at that time, the university president at least didn't feel that was the right course of action. I don't know. I think that was part. I think the other part of it was that, there was a rift starting to develop apparently at that time between the athletic director and the university president, because the athletic director, Jack Graham, was fired in August of that year. So this may have been part of that rift developing. I don't know for certain. It's nothing that Graham mentioned to me at the time he was let go. It's nothing that Tony Frank mentioned at the time. They just said there were differences in management style. And there was a report that Jack Graham had sort of bullied senior administrative staff and others at the university that we obtained a copy of that came out then as part of a review the university did the following summer. So I don't know for sure what led to it, or why they didn't follow through on it. But clearly, once they didn't, I think they were kind of sticking their neck out on the line a little bit for Larry Eustace. And I think at least at this point, there's concern that maybe they shouldn't have.
Well, on that note, if it continues to go the way that you expect and, Larry Eustace not to be back, what would be the next steps for Colorado State in their head coach search / finding somebody to lead the program for the short term and the long term?
You know, that's a good question. And the short term is very questionable, too, because as I reported today, they put his long, long, long time associate and good friend Steve Barnes in charge of the program. Steve is the associate head coach. Iowa State did that when they were in the process of firing Larry Eustace, and they turned around and suspended Barnes the next morning because he apparently was intimidating players and or people in their investigation at the time of Eustace. They fired Eustace later that same day, so it never really materialized further. I don't know at this point. I do know I had a, former athletic department staffer that told me the other day that, putting Barnes in charge was kind of like putting the fox in charge of the hen house, because they feel like he's been an enabler of Eustace's behavior. He's been at least as much a part of it, if not, they didn't accuse him of being that way himself, but they said that certainly he's always backed the coach in that type of behavior that apparently is, at least people are now saying, is certainly not acceptable within a men's college basketball program.